and talk radio about all things all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
It begins in spring. The seeds that have been lying peacefully in the earth during winter's dormancy begin to push their way through the casings. Clouds give forth their blessings in the form of rain. The gentle warm rays of the sun provide quickening, urging barren trees to turn green with baby blossoms. Their fragrance perfumes the air. We inhale this scent, and the waters of our bodies begin to bubble. Like newborn babies, we giggle and preen. We dance within ourselves, our joys hard to suppress. We long for recreation. Perhaps it begins with a tune, a little finger-popping, head-snapping, hip-shaking tune. Take a plunge in blue water or a bath in the warmth of a bright yellow sun. Then the spring waters begin to well up in us. We go in search of flowers for a colorful hat. Imagining that a walk in the park is what we're after, we stop in a record shop or run through the local florist. It satisfies the urge, temporarily. But the desire to reach out and touch the hand of another is what we're really after. Love is what we are seeking. Love in all its forms. Love of life, love of earth, love of self, friend, and mate. Oshun, the daughter of promise, intoxicates us with her honey. We are caught in her web. She pulls us toward the water, the flowers, the warmth of the sun. Our bodies want to press close together, then pull away. We are caught in her tease. She teases us into a game of recreation. And all of us, plant, animal, and human, respond to the bubbling fertility of earth, the hunger for birth.
My name is Maria Iarillo, and I'm the chairwoman of the California Association of Midwives. I'm also a... I work here in the Bay Area. My practice is called Wise Woman Childbirth Traditions, and we do home births in San Francisco, the East Bay, and Marin. And we also do labor support in the hospital. I've been a midwife for about 10 years now, and I carry a license from New Mexico, and I'm also in the process of becoming licensed through the state of California. A license is kind of a credential that will let them know kind of a minimum amount of experience that people have. So, for example, when you come out of school, you need a certain number of deliveries and a certain number of, you know, a certain amount of clinical experience and a certain amount of academic didactic experience or knowledge. So, Once you're done, then you can sit your exams and become licensed. But then you go on to actually practice and really get a lot more experience that way. I personally don't have an interest right now in working in a hospital. I actually love home birth. Home birth is really very different and very special. So I'm pretty happy working outside of the hospital.
I'm Katie Bramlett, and I work as an analyst at UCSF, and this is my daughter, Sarah. She had her three-month birthday on the 8th, and that's what she has to say for herself. I had never expected to have a home birth. I had my prenatal care at UCSF until I was about 6 months pregnant. And through some of the reading I had done, one book I picked up was Hearts Open Wide about Northern California midwifery. And I read a lot of the homebirth stories in there, and I thought it was interesting, but not really for me. And then my husband and I went to Hawaii, and I came back and I had a surf rash on my knees, and it didn't go away. And I was prescribed a cream for it. And when I read, and the dermatologist knew I was pregnant, and when I read the little insert, it said it was a class 3 teratogen or something. And I thought, I don't really think I want to take this while I'm pregnant. So I went and checked it out with my OB, and she said, you know, this rash is spreading. You really should use this, or we'll have to put you on oral steroids. And I thought, you know, no, I put my dog on steroids. People can't put me on steroids. I have a big choice in this. I felt like I was being given a nod for having my own birth authority. It's this really big thing of allowing women to make their own choices in birth and whatnot. But it really came to me through that you can't allow someone to have their own birth experience. They have their own birth experience. And I decided at that point to look into midwives and to look into some alternative birth arrangements. Actually, my doctor suggested that I get a doula or a midwife to attend me at the hospital. So I went to Natural Resources, which is a kind of a women's resource center, and looked through a book of midwives and interviewed a number of them, and settled on Maria and Jen, Wise Women Midwifery Services. But at that point, I still was thinking that I would have a hospital birth and they would just be in attendance there. But the more I talked with them and the more I just considered home birth, it became more and more intriguing. Also, my father is an OBGYN, and so I don't have this kind of myth about the infallibility of the medical establishment or of physicians or anything. I am very aware of their human frailties, and that made me very, I think, open to something besides the hospital. Maria and Jen have a page this long of screening criteria. If you don't meet like these 50 criteria, then you can't have a home birth, because they're very, very careful. Midwifery is one of the most cautious fields I've ever come across. And so I thought if we could play it that closely and that cautiously, that I would give it a shot. The home birth really came close to my expectations, because I live here and I know what it's like and I know how it feels. And it was good to be at home, and I felt like it would be good to be at home. What I didn't expect was what birth felt like, how painful it really was. And there were two occasions during labor where I very, very seriously broached the idea of going to the hospital for painkillers, because I remember specifically saying to my husband, look, I don't believe that home birth is a noble thing. I don't think it's a particularly sacred thing. I'm here because I don't want to go to the hospital. But now I see I was wrong. I really want to go to the hospital. I really want to get some painkillers. This is not what I expected. And nobody got in the car, basically. So I stayed. And it worked really well for me. I was very thankful a couple hours later that I was still home in my own bed. You know, chewing on my own ice and drinking my own juice and in my own bath. It was great. I think it's so individual for each person. And if a woman is more comfortable in a hospital, feels more secure with kind of the medical environment around her, and that will make her feel like she's going to have a more positive experience, then by all means, she should go to the hospital. For me, it was really clear that I was going to be much more comfortable outside of that environment, and I was. A big thing for my husband, Jeffrey, was it was very important to him not to have to do battle with any hospital staff, not to have to play any sort of defensive role. He wanted to be able to focus on me and the birth, and our comfort. So that was another really important point about the home birth that he really appreciated. And I think another thing is the house itself felt so special for about a week after that. I mean, the energy in the house, the space from the birth just lingered in a really magical way. And I was so sad when it just passes. It just, like, it's almost like a mist. It just goes away. And then you have other things. You have a darling baby and you have your life and everything's back to normal. But that's a really, it's a really special energy that was, I'm really glad to have had that in my home. That's good. Personally, I've never really looked at midwifery really as a career. It's more of a lifestyle for me, and definitely a calling. But for a lot of women, it's beginning to look like a better career option, especially with licensing. In the Bay Area, there's a lot of home birth midwives. There's about there's up to 20 midwives, and that's including certified nurse midwives who are doing home births. So if someone is interested in having a home birth, this is actually a really good place to find a midwife. I do believe that our services are really unique and very special, that we do have a very small caseload. What we do is we invite them to come for an initial interview. And in that interview, we talk to them about who we are and what our experience is and how we practice. And we also get to know them a little bit to see what they're looking for. And basically, then that person is usually interviewing other people as well. And they kind of go around till they find a midwife that they like and feel comfortable with. That idea of having someone that you can trust and be honest with is really important, because birth is a very intimate event. And because we're out of the hospital, the parents are taking a lot of responsibility. So I want that foundation between us and the family to be really strong, where they trust us and we also trust them, that we're going to work together as a team for the most important outcome, which is a healthy mom and a healthy baby. Okay. And then if they decide to work with us and we start our prenatal care, they'll come for an initial visit. And in that initial visit, we'll do kind of more than we usually do. The initial exam includes a full head-to-toe physical exam, as well as blood work and a pap smear and cervical cultures. And we also have them fill out medical histories and a lot of paperwork. But a normal prenatal exam with us, again, is different kind of from your average, you know, 15 minutes in and out. What we do is we spend an hour with our clients, and we usually try to not schedule people back to back, so that if we are talking about something really important, that we don't need to push people out the door. But we talk for about 45 minutes of the appointment. Really, the physical assessment can be done in about 15 minutes, and although that can be the more dramatic and exciting part of the visit, the talking is real important to us. And we talk about, you know, how's their nutrition, how are they sleeping, do they have any minor discomforts of pregnancy that we can give them, you know, herbal advice about, or homeopathic advice or exercises, you know, what's going on emotionally for them, how are they feeling about the body changing, how's their relationship with their partner. You know, the prenatal visits is where all this stuff comes out. You know, what are their fears, what are their issues, what are their concerns, so that we can kind of assess the challenges that might arise either in pregnancy or during the birth process itself, and work on some of those beforehand.
In our practice, we also emphasize the development of community. And this is the work of the Bay Area Homebirth Collective that I'm a part of. And we try to network people and by having very social gatherings, potlucks and brunches and things. Other home birthing parents, you know, they meet each other and they find real support for each other and their choices around childbirth, which is a really important thing. And we've found that the bonds that these families have made with each other are just very strong. And so you really see the fruit of that postpartum when they finally have their babies and they have a community. They have a really strong community, and our moms then go on to kind of our postpartum support groups and really enjoy, you know, being mothers and sharing information and really being a support for each other. Whereas in the beginning of their pregnancy, when they first met us, they may not have even known anyone who was even pregnant. And even if they did, they certainly might not have known someone else who was having a home birth. But now they have this whole community around them. So it's really an amazing process that happens.
My name is Ann Stern. I've had friends in the past that have had home birth, so it's nothing new to me. And I've been at a home birth of a good friend, and I've been at a hospital birth of my sister, and that in itself would have been enough to tell me that I wanted a home birth, the two experiences. And my partner is pretty, has always been, his grandmother was a midwife and in Italy, and he's pretty, always been pretty adamant about having a home birth. That was his feeling, that was, you know, and so it just made sense that that's what we're going to do. It feels more comfortable. We have two midwives that we're working with, and for the first part of the pregnancy, we saw them every month, and now it's down to every 2 weeks. And that's just for appointments, for physicals and whatnot, as well as they spend as much time as we need talking about emotional issues or whatever's going on. Any issue that comes up, it's been insurance, it's been what's going on between us, you know, my partner, myself, anything, or how I'm feeling physically, and then we have the physical. So that's a lot more time than you would get from a physician. And then on top of that, we get together, we had the prenatal group with a lot, like 10 other couples, and we've had potlucks to get to know each other and support groups, and it's been pretty much an amazing experience, someone that I can't imagine getting via hospital. The support, the emotional support is amazing. Anytime I've called up at night, you know, or anytime in between when I've had questions about things, like anything, you know, I can call them anytime. They have a form that you fill out at the beginning. You keep a weekly chart of your diet. So from the get-go, they know what your general eating patterns alike, so they can talk to you about what may be missing and what you might be needing. And then we decided from there what kind of prenatal supplements, if any, I would be needing, and made recommendations for that. And then after that, monitoring my iron, glucose, protein. So, and then I've had questions between, like, thinking, I don't think I'm getting enough folic acid, what should I take? So if they don't know, they'll look it up. I was fortunate to be involved with this group who all were due before me, so they've all since had their babies, so I got to see and experience and hear their stories, and that's been comforting, and I feel really relaxed about it. You know, some of my anxieties certainly come up in my dreams, but but I definitely feel relaxed and really trusting of my midwives and trusting of their decision to do transport to the hospital if it's needed, or to handle situations at home that I wouldn't have to go to the hospital for that might come up. So I feel pretty comfortable. I know that there's so much anxiety from other people that I feel and other people I know have felt and heard from people who are really against home births, my father being one of them, who's a doctor. So that's been, I mean, I've had a personal struggle with that and with him. And they're just talking. Some people are very, you know, think that it's a terrible thing that we're doing and putting our babies at risk and putting ourselves at risk. And I wish that that information can be disseminated, which is why this program is so great, about how safe home births can be. And also maybe hearing from some physicians who would support it, because the hospital isn't necessarily the best place to have a healthy birth. It's a great place if you have complications, and thank God for it, but I just wish more people would be, you know, familiar with how great it is to have a home birth. Home birth is very alternative, kind of being a pioneer. And having your birth very differently from anybody else that you know about. Not, you know, it takes a certain person who's willing to just say, you know, I think that I can do it, and I think that this is a normal process, and I have faith in birth, and I have faith in my body, and I trust my baby, and, you know, that they believe that home birth is safe. Women have that choice to have their babies whatever way that they would like and whatever way is going to be most fulfilling and satisfying to them. I think that to have, for this slope of the number of people having home births to increase, I think the whole, you know, culture is going to need to have a paradigm shift as far as what we believe that women can do, what women themselves believe that they can do, how they feel about their babies and trusting their babies and trusting their bodies and just really empowering themselves to say, you know, this is a normal process, I can do it. Home birth is not without risk, and what I see as the risks of home birth is that if you need that technology, that it's not right there in the next room. What I also see as the risk of having a hospital birth, though, is that all that technology is there, and if that's something that you're wanting to avoid, or if that's something that you feel is not something beneficial to you and your baby, then, you know, you're going to be safer away from the hospital in avoiding intervention and avoiding technological interventions. We have, you know, 2 pages of guidelines of when we consult and transfer our care to a hospital. And we do that before it ever gets to a very dangerous point. And that's how home birth is safe. Really, in San Francisco, where I do most of my births, you know, we have 4 or 5 hospitals, you know, all around the city that deliver babies. So almost anywhere that we are, there's a hospital within 10 or 15 minutes, which makes it really, I believe, a much safer option. So many births that I've seen have been life-changing events in such a positive way that, it's something that we really have to talk about and, you know, let women know about, that this is an option for them, that home birth is an option, that midwifery is an option, that, you know, people really believe in our organization that women deserve midwifery care and helping the mom to experience her birth at the fullest that she can, you know, so she remains in control, she remains the decision maker, and she can be empowered by all of that. At the end, when she has her baby in her arms, it's such a special moment where the mom realizes, you know, I did it. This was really, really hard, but I did it. And it changes women's lives. It really does. You know, it gives them a confidence for, you know, ever after of how strong that they can be and how they can kind of confront their own fears and confront their own challenges and make it through. You know, maybe not alone. I don't necessarily believe that birth should happen alone, but with kind of a supportive community around them, and a midwife can be a part of that they can do it.
I'm Natasha Fisk, and I just had a daughter, Joya, at home. I always assumed that I'd have a home birth. When I thought about it, I didn't think about it for a really long time, but then it's the comfortable place to be. Birth is something we've been doing since the beginning of humankind, and a lot of people are alive today, haven't needed hospitals. I felt that a hospital is much more a place for emergencies and for sick people, and birth is not an event like that. I had the baby here in the living room, and it was nighttime, and I thought that either if it was at night that I would do it in the front of the house, where it's sort of more romantic with a fire in the fireplace and I had candles everywhere, or if it were in the daytime, it would be in the back room where the sun shines in the morning. And so the time of day determined what part of the house, and that expectation was met. The midwives were really wonderful. I felt kind of like they were coaches. Jenny plays basketball, and she said, "Great push, Natasha." And I felt like I was the best pusher in the world, you know, that she hadn't seen anybody push so well in a long time, and that I was having a really productive push there. And they were sort of cheering me on. So I was really happy about the way they were there for me. I was able to take a shower a couple of times. That really helped the labor progress. I guess I expected that, knowing that a shower can be really useful in getting into my own shower instead of in some hospital shower. My sister and her sweetheart were here, and they were very much part of the team. So two midwives, Maria and Jenny, and their apprentice Jean, and my sister and her sweetheart, and Peter, being the most important of all, supporting me and all moving around in the guest room, in the back room, in the kitchen, and then here in the living room when I needed somebody or when it was appropriate. And that kind of movement and teamwork, I don't think, or that crowd really, I don't think would have worked out very well in a hospital. So if you're low risk, then there's every reason in the world to be at home, a place where you're comfortable, a place where the people that you choose can take care of you, and an environment that you have control over. Then another thing about home birth is that my experience is midwives work with you in a way that really respects you and the birth process. The quality of the prenatal care, most of my appointments with Maria and Jenny lasted an hour and a half, and we would talk, and then they'd check me out, and all of the clinical aspects were lower tech in the sense that they used a fetoscope instead of a Doppler, but they're still checking the heartbeat, but equally competent and much more concerned with who I am and Peter and how we were going to all work together doing this. So I felt really good about how well I was being cared for and the recommendations about diet and what I was doing in my life in the process of being pregnant. I guess that's pretty much what I would say to a person about having a birth at home, except to emphasize how wonderful an experience I had with the support of the midwives, with my husband being right there for me, being able to move the furniture the way I wanted it, standing up and then squatting and lying on the couch, all that stuff made it just so much of the experience I wanted.